Ajahn, would you please talk a little bit about contemplation in meditation? Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier about using methods, using different methods, and my understanding is they help you to calm the mind. How does one get into the state of contemplation, whether it's about anicca, dukkha, or anything really? How, without disturbing that calm state of mind, mm-hmm. how do you ease into that state of?
This is part of the cultivation of mindfulness and what's called clear comprehension, as one is developing the attention, developing the focus and settling of the mind. It's important that the mind, and this is where that aspect of the kind of malleable, luminous, workable. Part of that malleable and workable quality is that the mind is ready to both, it's able to keep settling, but then it's malleable and agile enough to reflect on the nature of the experience so that it isn't, sometimes it'll fall into those categories of, okay, anicca, dukkha, anatta, of impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, not self. But it's not a mechanical plunking it into that kind of, putting the label on it and, trying to say it over and over again, or hit the defilements over the head with this impermanent. That's not contemplation. Sort of allowing the mind to start to look at it from the perspective of, oh, look at that. That's shifting and changing. Oh, look at that. That's really, wow, I really got caught by that. So there's this, the kind of inner dialogue, and it's important to give some space to that dialogue to reflect or to recognize that quality of that experience of saying, oh, wow, that really doesn't belong to me. Now, why did I take that so seriously? It's really not mine at all. Why did I pick it up? So that kind of pursuing it like that. So it's held a bit more lightly, and then tuning into the quality of the mind where, okay, the mind is still, like, it enhances the stability and clarity. So that one reflecting on the experience or contemplating it, using the thought process, but it's not stirring up the mind, it's not agitating the mind, it's actually helping the mind to remember. Because it's important the word that we call mindfulness, in Pali is sati. And sati, its root is in memory. So it's more like recollection. So that recollection, that remembering what we're doing it for, and putting things in a context. So and the context, of course, is always freedom from suffering. And sometimes the stillness of the mind is more important, and sometimes the reflection is more important. But it's sort of the a part of the spectrum of how we apply our attention and recollection as we're working with the meditation object, the experience of the, say, of the body and of the mind, so that and when the mind starts to, we lose the plot and get swept up in something, or we sink and fall into dullness, that recollecting, that remembering, and sometimes to do that we need to use the thought process to contemplate, okay, what's the nature of this experience, so that one can, because that, you know, that the quality of interest and motivation is really important. There's a set of teachings that the Buddha gives that are called the four bases of success, of spiritual success. And the first quality is chanda, which is another word for desire. But it's desire in its positive application. So it's more like interest, motivation. So we need to be able to bring up that interest and motivation, kind of desire, in order to to keep on track, and that can be expressed in those thoughts of contemplation, of recollection, of investigation, that help. And then when the mind starts to maybe get a bit too wound up, okay, just come back to the breath, settle. And so you're always tuning in and trying to watch that balance.